What does this opportunity mean to him, Doug?
Can you repeat that, please?
The question was, what does the opportunity mean to you?
The opportunity means that I get to play football for you a longer time now.
I said the opportunity to play football for a longer time. Anybody else?
Did you doubt that you have that opportunity to continue your career?
Can you repeat that, please?
Did you ever question that you would have the opportunity to continue your career?
But not question it, but just sometimes you think, like, could it happen or could it not happen? And then what if? Like, you always think about it in the back of your mind, but when you do get the chance, it's like, all right, you made it. Now you got to put what you did to get there to use.
Asking John what he knows about the Packers.
John, the question is, what do you know about the Packers?
I know that they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I mean, they got the best quarterback in the league. They got a good defense, good linebackers, good D-line, good offensive receivers. I know pretty much about the Packers because my teammate followed them, so I kept up with them, too.
Ask him if he knows that they're the number 32 defense in the league.
The question was if you know that the Packers had the number 32 defense in the league last year.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You asked him some of the things that went into the decision to attend University of Maine Small School.
The question was what factors contributed to your decision to attend Maine for school?
Can you repeat that, please, again?
Yeah, the question was what factors contributed to you attending Maine for school?
Like the place and the people that was there, like, it really helped. Like, getting to know them and just being, like, up north. The furthest north you can go is just, like, you just got to focus in more now that you, because you got the opportunity to play football. And that's what I did.
So he'll probably like Green Bay then for that reason?
So then Green Bay would be a good fit for you for the same reason?
Yes, it will.
As it pertains to the Nick Collins thing, does he know that Nick Collins has been released by the team, that there's an opportunity at safety? Is he aware of any of that? What it means to him if he does know?
Your Honor, were you aware that the Packers safety Nick Collins is released by the team last week?
Yes, I was.
And what does it mean to you to have the opportunity with a player like that leaving?
I was looking forward to being there and trying to learn from Nick, because I follow him a lot, because he came from Bethune-Cookman. I was really trying to go there and get teaching from him and other vets. And now since I heard that he was released, but like it was kind of like sad. But it's like, you know, you just got to move on.
Did he have any expectations of being drafted in the fourth round, or did he realistically think he would be picked later or possible for him?
The question was, did you have expectations to be picked in the fourth round or later or earlier? Where did you think you were going to come off?
I wouldn't think that I would come out so high. And then sometimes I thought about, like, maybe I won't get picked up. But then again, like, you never know, because it's real unpredictable.
Ron, how did your visit go here in Green Bay? And did that lead you to think when the Packers went on the clock that they were going to pick you?
The meetings were good. Like, I felt like I was good there. Like, it was home. Like, it's my second nation. Like, I was real comfortable talking to the GM, the defensive coaches, and like that felt good. But I didn't know they were gonna pick me until I got that phone call right before, and they told me they were gonna go with me.
What other teams did he visit before the draft here?
I went to two local New York Giants and the New York Jets prior to Green Bay.
Jerron, two-part question. Where are you right now, and what was the reaction in the room where you are when it happened? And then also, how do you feel about carrying the torch for a smaller school like Maine? You proud of that fact?
Well, right now I'm home in New Jersey, and like it's just like it's so emotional to even get an opportunity like that. But, like, as far as Maine go, like, it's always good to put, like, a small school and to actually get looked at. It's always a blessing, like, because, you know, a lot of people, like, small schools, they don't want to get looked at as much as the big schools. But now since, like, the opportunity comes, I feel good about it now.
What did he admire most about Nick Collins' game?
The question was, what did you admire about Nick Collins' game and the things that you had watched and seen?
Oh, like, I admire how he played the game, like, him being in the right place all the time, making sure he's securing tackles, and he was on his keys. Like, I seem like he probably had few mistakes, that I could recount. But like just him playing the game and like and his movements and what he looked at and how he keyed things, it's like that was a big thing that I liked.
Brian, you said at the scouting combine that you had to double check your email that you had been invited. What has the last couple of months been like for you?
The last couple of months has just been like sit and wait. You know what I mean? After the combine, then I did my pro day, and then not too many teams came out pro day. So then again, I was like, oh, not a lot of teams showed out. But then they told me, oh, a lot of teams get the information that you do at your pro day. So I was like, all right, maybe it's a possibility. You never know. So then, as far as that got, I checked my email daily, see if I was getting any emails. I was getting phone calls, but not as many as I thought could happen. But then, like, today, it just hit me, and now I'm in a good position.
What's the best opposing quarterback you've faced in college, your best passing team? What did you take away from that game?
The best opposing quarterback in college that I faced, does it have to be this year?
Ever.
Said at any point in your career.
Any point in my career, I would say Pat Devlin, that he went to the University of Delaware, and I believe a quarterback that went to UMass. I believe his name was. I can't get the name off the top of my head right now.
Who's your agent?
Abu Toppin.
One more time, John.
Abu Toppin.
We can get it for you guys.
Jerron, I just wanted to follow up on you saying that it was emotional right after you were picked. Can you take us inside that room for a second? Who was the first person to come up and give you a hug? Was there some crying going on, et cetera? Just describe it for us.
I was in the room with my brother and my mother, so once I got the phone call, I was just on it. But the first person to hug me was my father. But my mother, they're always going to get the same, but like my father, he was already standing up, so he was happy. Not bad.
And what did he say or do as the first person to hug you?
He was like, congratulations. Like, you really make it something out of your life. I mean, you go in there after and go get it.
Anything else for Jerron?
Do you think you can win a starting job as a rookie?
I mean, I don't want to say I can. I don't want to say I can't. But I'm going to work as hard as I can to get that opportunity.
Can you go through what kind of player you are? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses?
My strengths, I could play in the box, I could stop the run. I could play middle of the field, play deep middle. Like, so I got a little bit of both, like running and passing, that I could cover both. And that's a good aspect of my game, I believe.